Welcome to Red Eye. It's like all my children. If by children, you mean my glistening quads. Let's go to TV's Andy Levy for our pregame report. So, Andy, who'd you have fired today?
Not enough people, Greg. Coming up on the big show, what's the best way to convince people that they need to cut their carbon emissions? We don't know, but we'll show you a video that's the opposite of the best way to convince people that they need to cut their carbon emissions. Plus, CNN anchor Rick Sanchez says the Jews run his network. Update, former anchor Rick Sanchez fired by the Jews who run CNN. And finally, a woman drives 4 hours with the goal of shooting a guy who said something nasty about her on the internet. Our all-star panel will pray she doesn't watch tonight's show. Greg?
Thank you, Andy.
Either thou art most ignorant by age or thou art born a fool, Greg.
You shine so brisk and smell so sweet and talk so like a waiting gentlewoman.
I thank thee, noble sir, and good morrow.
Andy, are you sitting on a motorcycle?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm on a boat.
All right, go away. Let's welcome our guests. She's the delish with the dish. I'm here tonight with entertainment journalist Jill Dobson. She's so sweet that Sweet and Low is now called Jill Dobson and Low. Hard to write it on those tiny packages, but they do it. And he's got the brains, the jacket, and the hair. It's Nick Gillespie, Reason.tv, and Reason.com's editor-in-chief. He edits both of those in-chiefies. He's so smart, he can solve a Rubik's hexagon.
Whoa.
Wow. My repulsive sidekick is here, Bill Schultz. He smells of used Band-Aids and gin. And sitting right next to me, oh, it's good to have him back, comedian Jamie Lissau. If hilarity were skin cream, I'd wake up every morning with him on my face. And he might become kindling if his readership keeps dwindling. It's our New York Times correspondent, please die, Pinch.
Be sure to check out Ben Brantley's piece as to why Lady Gaga has made drag queen shows obsolete. Side note, I'll be appearing this Saturday at the Manhole under the gorgeous persona that is the Crossword Contessa, Greg.
Oh, wow.
I'm gorgeous.
I bet a lot of people will be filling you in.
Oh my word. Even I got that entendre.
Yes, you did. All right. It's the movie that's far from groovy. The picture show that had to go. It's a 4-minute flick called No Pressure, created by a British eco freak called 1010, or a group rather, which wants everyone to cut their greenhouse gas emissions by 10% in a year. It was written by Richard Curtis, who also wrote crap fests like Notting Hill, Four Weddings and a Funeral, and Love Actually, which was actually. And the theme of the climate film, Agree with Them or Die. Now, before we run it, I must warn you, it's kind of shocking, and for Bill Schultz, arousing.
Right, kids, just before you go, there's a brilliant idea in the air that I'd like to run by you. Now, it's called 1010. The idea is everyone starts cutting their carbon emissions by 10%, thus keeping the planet safe for everyone, eventually. Now, this hasn't got to be a huge thing, but I would love it if you and your families would think about doing something.
What sort of thing, miss?
Well, like getting your dad to insulate the loft, or taking your next holiday by train instead of flying, or buying energy-saving light bulbs.
We're thinking of using our car less. I'm going to cycle to school.
That's fantastic, Jemima. Now, no pressure at all, but it'd be great to get a sense of how many of you might do this. Just a rough percentage. That's fantastic! And there's Nora. Philip and Tracy. That's fine, that's absolutely fine. Your own choice. Okay, class, thank you so much for today, and I will see you all tomorrow. Oh, just before you go, I just need to press this little button here. Now, everybody, please remember to read chapters 5 and 6 on volcanoes and glaciation. Except for Philip and Tracy, of course.
Oh, my goodness. So basically, I guess the message is if you disagree with the eco-fascists, you get blown up. Those greenies are so darn rational. 1010 has now taken the film off its website. It goes on and on and on. And put up a statement saying, many people found the film extremely funny, but unfortunately some didn't. We sincerely apologize to anyone we have offended. At 1010, we're all about drawing new and creative ways of getting people to take action on climate change. Unfortunately, we missed the mark. You sure did, you big face from face land. They all sounded like outcasts from Oliver, didn't they?
That's true.
That's because they're British. Hey, Nick, could this actually... Here's my theory.
Oh, it's Oliver without the wife beating.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It's really not much reason to watch.
It's true, yeah. But could it have been a parody of strident climate change activism? Because that's how I looked at it, but apparently it's not.
Could Rick Sanchez have been a parody of Jew-hating Anchorman?
I don't know. Yeah. You're jumping ahead to the next story.
I think the question answers itself.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what do you think of it? Good or bad?
You know, it made me want to flush the toilet twice, even before I get in there.
Really?
No, I mean, this is the type of movie that, I mean, I want the planet to die out of spite now.
Yes, exactly. It has the opposite effect.
I was kind of neutral. You know, it's like, yeah, I want the, you know, I want to leave the world slightly better than I, you know, I arrived in it, but no, now I'm.
You want to
I'm
leave
done
it.
With it.
It's yeah. worse. You want to dump it.
That's right.
You want to be like Ike Turner.
That's right. I'm bringing
Tina
it all
Turner.
With me.
Yes.
That's right.
Hey, Jamie. Did they go too far or not far enough?
I think they went a little bit too far, and I feel like the teacher should have simply said, "Hey, if you say no to this, we're gonna blow you up."
Yeah.
And I think more people would have agreed with it. And this guy sucks, by the way. I don't know why everyone's surprised that this movie kind of sucks. I was in the video store recently, and one of his movies, it was like The Notting Hill, was up on the shelf for the DVD. Yeah. And right next to it, there was a sign that said, if you like this movie, you'll also like. And then there was an arrow pointing to a bowl of
Really? I had no idea. You know, that's really helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really
not
helpful.
Not sanitary, though, yeah, yeah. Health code-wise.
Jill, what do you make of this? You're an entertainment correspondent. Would you consider this entertainment? Would it help Richard Curtis's career, or whoever he is?
Well, no, I think this went a little too far. But in defense of the film, you know, I actually know that teacher, Mrs. Nesbitt. I had her in sixth grade, and she only blew up kids, like, once or twice a semester. Mm-hmm. So they really, you know, they overemphasized it. But, yeah, I don't think this will help his career. It's not a great film in any regard, and no one wants to see children blown up.
You know, that it goes on. Bill will disagree. It goes on to, like, there's like four or five segments of, and we could have kept showing to you, but in each segment, everybody blows up. And Bill, as someone many people wish were dead, this film must hit close to home.
I don't have a home, Greg.
That is true.
That is true. To hit.
Yeah. That's, you know, that actually prevents you from being blown up.
It does, actually. And also the fact that I run Serpentine after I leave work.
It is true. The homeless really don't emit. I mean, they emit a lot of gas, but not so much greenhouse.
No, it's good. Yeah. We should all be homeless.
Yeah, and they reuse their toilet paper, so they're super green.
They reuse my toilet paper.
Yes. Good for you. You're an eco-warrior. Yeah. How dare you to be smirched, Love Actually?
Worst movie in the last 10 years.
That is a great... Love Actually is one of those movies where the first time you watch it, like, this is awful. Second time, you're like, eh. Third time, tears, Niagara Fall. The soundtrack is amazing. The score, orchestral score, soars. And the way they intersperse all of the plot lines, all involving love, is a tour de
please.
Force.
Please, can I tell you two words that make me sick to my stomach? Laura Linney. Mm-hmm. That the face that's constantly on the verge of laughter or tears.
Here's a fun
This is Laura Linney.
Here's a fun fact, supposed hetero. She has a wonderful nude scene in the movie.
I don't remember it.
Yes.
Love Actually, that's the Mel Gibson movie where he talks about sugar.
Yes, that's it. That's it. No, the other thing that I hated about the movie was that the kid, Thomas Sanskit, that kid, you know, he knows he's cute. And I just hate that.
He was delightfully pixie-ish.
Yes, yes.
I don't know whether to help him make cookies up in a tree or save him from his motherless life.
All right. Blow him up.
Blow him up. Thank you, woman.
Here's an interesting thing. It's kind of the off but on topic of this.
Love Actually?
Not Love Actually.
Spontaneous combustion.
Bin Laden, actually. He just released a new tape. In it, he railed against climate change. He says it kills more people than war. So I got to ask you, Nick, Is it normal that Bin Laden, like, agrees with the modern American environmentalist?
All I know is that I think Rick Sanchez has his new post.
Yes.
You know, being an anchor man for Bin Laden Networks.
You're, like, teasing our next story.
It's great. It's an organic tease.
Sanchez,
yeah. Well, the Royal Society, Britain's leading scientific group, says it has little confidence in climate change predictions. So this is what happens when you cry wolf too often, don't you think?
Yeah, am I mistaken that I'm not that worried about global warming? Because I feel like I'll be dead by the time it happens. I can't really wrap my brain around having any concern for this if I'm not going to be around.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Okay. You know, nobody from the 1940s was caring about me.
No.
No?
I just got a message from your infant son. He says, F*** you.
Right in my ear.
Is it Eco or Echo?
Either or.
I think it's
tomatoes, right. Tomatoes.
From eco propaganda to Zionist agenda, or the Zionist agenda, who cares? So what do you do after accusing a TV star of racism? Well, if you're CNN anchor Rick Sanchez, you then say something racist. Yep, the Cuban Ron Burgundy, seen here looking like a Cuban Ron Burgundy, claims to see nothing but Jewishness within the media right after calling another Jew, Jon Stewart, a bigot. He made the allegation on Pete Dominic's radio show the other day. While the former Daily Show warm-up act, Pete, and current CNN contributor Dominic, defended his ex-boss. Take a listen, listen takers.
Yeah, I think he's a bigot.
How is he a bigot?
I think he looks at the world through his mom, who was a school teacher, and his dad, who was a physicist or something like that. Great. I'm so happy that he grew up in a suburban, middle-class New Jersey home with everything that you could ever imagine.
What group is he bigoted towards?
Everybody else who's not like him. Look at his show. I mean, what does he surround himself with?
And now the old Jews run the media, Kennard. Kennard means fact, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm telling you that everybody who runs CNN is a lot like Stewart. And a lot of people who run all the other networks are a lot like Stewart. And to imply that somehow they, the people in this country who are Jewish, are an oppressed minority? Yeah. I can't see somebody not getting a job somewhere because they're Jewish.
And here's a shock so shocking, it'll shock your socks off. Earlier this evening, CNN released the following statement, quote, Rick Sanchez is no longer with the company. We thank Rick for his years of service and we wish him well. Didn't know he was British.
Wow. CNN International?
I don't know. Couldn't have happened to a better boob. And now to cleanse our palates, let's go to another episode of Bird Dog. Tonight's episode is titled Fetch. That is so Raven. Anyway, hey, Jill.
By the way, if you let that run, he kills the bird.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Then All right. More episodes of Bird Dog.
I know, yeah. Well, they didn't expect it to go long.
Oh.
Yeah, the ratings were terrible. Hey, Jill, you're an entertainment correspondent and the leader of the Aryan Youth Club in your neighborhood. Do you think Sanchez was doing this because in response to constantly being picked on by Jon Stewart? Do you think that's what it was?
Well, that's exactly what it was. Yeah. I don't know. I think he went down a slippery slope and got himself saying things that maybe he didn't intend to say, I hope, because they weren't great things. I think the Jewish people have been oppressed. You know, argue with me all you want, Rick.
You're going to get letters. Wow.
Glad you took that stand,
Jill. I almost think we might need to fix this in editing.
We're going to have to take that out. Yeah. Hey, Nick, in the green room, you were saying Sanchez had some good points. Please explain.
What I was trying to say is that I think his next gig is going to be a headliner at Jon Stewart's Restore Sanity rally.
That's actually kind of smart. That's what Jon Stewart should do. Jon Stewart should invite him to that.
Yeah, but Jon Stewart is, like many people from New Jersey, he's vindictive. I don't think he'll rise to that.
Wait, are you saying that he's perhaps...
I think he's a Jerseyan, and I say that I'm also a Jerseyan, so I can recognize
Now, wait, hold on. That's very stereotypical. It's not New Jerseyans that are like that. It's Italians.
New Jersey has its own schools.
Yes.
It has its own language. It has its own towns. They don't want to mix with the rest of
them. All right? I'm just saying.
So they're elites.
Jamie, I'm curious what's your take on all this. You must have some kind of take.
I don't, Greg. If I did have a take.
Yeah, but if you did have a take.
If I did have a take, he should be fired. He should be fired, if nothing else, for being stupid.
Yeah.
Like, at least Mel Gibson didn't know he was being recorded when he said these terrible things. What gave you a clue that maybe someone was listening to this? The microphones, the headphones?
Mel Gibson said those to a cop, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the first time around.
Yeah, that's true.
The sequel was his girlfriend.
Yeah, the Oksana, the tapes. But I don't know. I'm glad the guy got fired. He's an idiot.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's also going to have a real change of effect on America's Cuba policy. I think the embargo is being lifted,
and
we're going to be airlifting some Cuban anchors back to Havana.
So there's a bright spot to all this.
I think so. Yeah.
You know, Bill, here's the thing. You know, obviously, he said idiotic things. We know that. But Richard Quest, do you remember him?
Yeah.
Got arrested in Central Park with a sex toy tied around his neck.
It was a rope.
It was a rope.
It was not. That's a legend, sir. We do not know. And two things.
Yeah, but it wasn't the part that was tied around his neck that was troubling.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. So they didn't fire him. Yeah, he's British.
CNN has adopted a very, very red-eye policy, and that's that there's pleasure and pain. Yes. And they want people to know that. And remember, it wasn't the trope that was really the problem area. I believe it was the meth that he was also got as well.
Yes, that's true.
Which I've never thought meth and sex mixed, but, you know, apples, oranges.
Oranges. Talk to Jill.
Oh, yeah. Well,
she, her book, Sex and Meth.
You know, it's interesting. The only time Jill isn't racist when she's on meth. It's fascinating.
I want to, you know, because Rick is gone, we have a couple of his greatest hits. This is what we would like to call the Hawaii Sot.
But look at how huge this ocean basin is, right?
This is Hawaii.
Huge. And that is Hawaii out there. No, Hawaii is a little bit farther up to the west for a map.
Oh, you anti-Semitic crazy person. All right. And then finally, speak in American. English.
9 meters of run up in Hawaii, but it's just showing that the tsunami in fact didn't pass
meters,
that place.
By the way, 9 meters in English is?
About 27 feet.
27 feet.
Yeah, 30
feet. So we're seeing a 27-foot drop in that area right there.
See, now this gets me to my final point. Wasn't CNN basically just waiting for something like this because he was such a boob?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're a help.
I don't have it.
I haven't had him on the show in like 6 months to give him another chance because he's got the drug problems, he's got the gambling, and this is what you do.
There's no take here.
There's no take. All right. Damn you to hell. All right. So I was walking to work today. I always walk to work. It's great for my quads.
Aww.
Yeah, my glistening quads. And I saw something that made my eyes vomit. So I took a picture of it. Here's the picture. It's a truck with an ad for Ed Hardy energy drinks. It's called a celebrity energy drink. Now, maybe I'm behind the times, but I had no idea that Ed Hardy made energy drinks. And so we have the hellish nexus of all things rotten, garish shirts for bloated Coke-fueled jackasses, and potions designed to give you energy so you can act more like a Coke-fueled jackass. I salute you, Ed Hardy, for creating what I call a hump signal. If you see anyone drinking this stuff, you know he's a hump.
Call me humps.
Yeah. I'm not even gonna ask you about that. That's just how I feel. All right. Ever wonder how to embalm a live panda? Jill shares her tips with us after the break. What's this woman protesting? I hope it's that oppressive black bar covering her chest. Okay. So according to scientists, conservationists have been pumping up the number of extinct species, and that a third of all missing critters are still alive and pooping. According to one pointy head, of the 187 mammal species that have been missing since the 1500s, 67 have been rediscovered, much like my underwear after a night of heavy drinking. So I guess we should be relieved that these creatures are not really dead. Those delightful Christmas Island shrews, the Vanaforo flying foxes, and of course, Maury Povich. But not me. Nope. To me, this represents another false panic sold to the public under the assumption that the world was in peril and that we are at fault. Conservationists have been pushing mass critter extinction and blaming it on mankind for ages, for there's no easier way to make money than creating hysteria and then asking you for help, i.e. cash. So it raises the question, if conservationists ask you to pay up to save the central rock rat, and now you find out that the rat is fine, do you get your money back? Or at least get one to eat? I hear their tiny limbs are delish. And besides, since evolution is the only game in town, shouldn't extinction be embraced? I mean, isn't it part of the whole survival of the fittest thing? If you can't hack it, you're gone. It's why we haven't seen a dinosaur since the 1700s. But unicorns still flourish magically. No matter, this is yet another example of environmental exaggeration that ends up undermining a real cause. Whether it's the coming ice age or global warming, all these chicken littles just end up looking like asses, which is one mammal we will never run out of.
Mm.
And if you disagree with me, you're a racist, homophobic, hodophobe. Yeah, you! Hey, Nick, you're a libertarian.
Yes, I am.
How does that extend?
Play one on TV.
How does that extend into the animal life? animal kingdom. You extinct, the government shouldn't help prop you up.
No, that's right. And the government shouldn't help me kill animals. I should do it myself.
Exactly. Oh. Yes.
By the way, libertarians also have sex by themselves. We're rugged individuals.
Particularly in the palm area.
If environmentalist fundamentalists are constantly exaggerating about things, it takes, I think it takes our attention away from things that matter, mm-hmm. like Christian fundamentalists who want to ban masturbation mm-hmm. or that virus in Bill's crotch that is creeping onto my leg right now.
Yes, yes.
I mean,
yes.
things that matter, Craig.
Yeah, he's actually adopted that as a pet.
Okay. Yes, so. Thank you.
Jamie, if you had the chance to eat a rare condor, would you?
Yeah, I probably would with some sort of dipping sauce. I wondered if this was true, that you hear things are extinct and then they show up. I remember hearing years ago all of the Australian central rock rat is extinct. Then I see one get punched in the first season of Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
I go, it's right there.
Yeah, it is. So I think she snuck in on a boat. You know how they climbed onto a boat?
Yes.
And that's how she got here. Jill, unless they perform cute stunts, what good are animals anyway?
I find them fascinating. I really am hoping the saber-toothed tiger is rediscovered because it's pretty much my favorite animal, after the liger, of course.
Really. That's nice to know. You know, Schultz, people keep predicting your extinction every year. What's your secret?
Clean living, Greg.
Yes.
And a lot of prayer. I will say this, five examples. Last I checked, there were more than five species of animal on Earth, and we've done our fair share of killing them. We eliminated the mammoth back when there were only 37 people on Earth to begin with. That is unbelievable. And the mammoth...
That's a victory.
No, it's not. The mammoth was awesome. Can you picture North America covered with cute, furry elephants?
And if you're Dude, against, go to Chelsea.
Huh? No. That's bears, Greg. Know your terms. If you're against hairy elephants, then you're anti-Republican. If you're against hairy Republicans, you're against Chris Christie.
I guess so.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't follow that
logic. I miss you, mammoth. I hope we genetically reproduce them soon.
Well, mammoths are overrated. All those animals, if they couldn't survive, they should be dead. Correct?
Yeah. This does give me hope, though. It's like... It's kind of exciting that they're still around. Like, I thought Sylvester Stallone's were extinct, and then he shows up in that movie.
Yeah, that's true. They're still around. Amazing. I think it's all a gimmick to make money. That's all it is. They say they're extinct, you send in your money. You never follow up. You never follow up to check to see if it's really extinct.
Yeah, they never send you letters like those starving children.
Yeah, like, I want to know that animal's getting 15 cents in a bowl of rice. Okay.
Or you want to know it's dead.
Yeah, there you go.
You want the picture.
Yeah, I want to move on. Yeah. I want proof. Okay. What a wonderful thought. Yes, your mammoth is dead. Stop sending us money. Okay, do you have a comment on the show? Email us. It's redeye@foxnews.com. And to leave a voicemail on my direct line, 212-462-5050. Still to come, the halftime report from TV's Andy Levy. He's on a bike.
Tonight's halftime report is sponsored by the greatest race of all time. What people always forget is that the hare had just gone through a really ugly breakup that day. Thanks, greatest race of all time.
Welcome back. Let's find out if we've got anything wrong so far. For that, we go to TV's Andy Levy. So, Andy, when did you guys meet today to discuss Sanchez?
Yeah, I had to be up really early, Greg.
Yeah, I bet.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, I'm sure it has.
But we found the leak.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah. Yeah, turns out it was Wolf Blitzer.
Ah, well, there you go. Yep. Not his real name, by the way.
He is no longer under our protection. No pressure video. So, British lefty newspaper The Guardian quotes 1010 founder Franny Armstrong as saying, quote, "Clearly, we don't really think people should be blown up. That's just a joke for the movie, but maybe a little amputating would be a good place to start." The Guardian says she's joking, but I don't think she is, Greg.
I don't think she is either, Andy. I think your instincts are correct.
She scares me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jamie, you referred to one of the movies Richard Curtis wrote as The Notting Hill.
Yeah.
It's just Notting Hill. What are you, 65?
Did I really do that?
Yeah, you did.
That's embarrassing. You know, I should have gone with The Four Weddings and the Funeral.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Greg, you asked if it's pronounced echo or eco.
Yeah.
I think either is acceptable or either is acceptable.
Oh.
Unless you're talking about author Umberto Eco.
Ah. No. Or Necco wafers.
Oh.
They're not Necco wafers.
Or Eco and the Bunnymen.
Wow.
I've just been unbuzzed.
Jill, you said you don't think this film will help Richard Curtis's career, but do you think it'll hurt it?
Yes. I think it will hurt it. Yeah. You don't look at a rom-com the same way after you've seen people's heads.
Do you think this will kill my dream of them making a Love Actually 2?
the Love Actually, too, it could slow it down. But you know what? Everybody comes back in Hollywood and beyond.
This is Eddie? Horrific news.
Eddie, how long ago was Love Actually?
Not even talking to you after the stuff you said about Love Actually.
Well, let me ask you a question. Love Actually, when did it come out? 2000 and what, 3? So it's 7 years ago. So that kid is, what, about 16 now? The kid's about 16, 17?
Sure.
Love Actually 2 should have him and Hugh Grant hook up. How about that? That would make me happy.
You are just horrible, and I actually feel sorry for you. I don't hate you. I pity you.
Really?
Yes.
You have a heart of stone, sir.
That movie was the most sentimental dreck you could ever find. The wedding scene in the beginning, where everybody starts playing musical instruments in the church, that never happens.
Great scene. What do you mean it never happened? It's a movie, Greg. Of course it happened.
That ugly girl, Martina McBride, whatever her name is, hooks up with the horrible prime minister. Never happens.
Horrible.
She was cute.
And Laura Linney with her constantly deconstructing face.
I will grant you that she was annoying.
Okay.
The rest of the film. Rick Sanchez says the Jews run CNN, no longer works at CNN. I'm told Sanchez left CNN to spend less time with the Jews.
That's good. That's good.
Jill, you said that the Jews have been oppressed. Somebody wants to keep working in this business.
Well done.
I just am stating an opinion. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, but that's what I hear. I hear the Jewish people have been through a lot.
Yeah.
Apparently somebody got the talking points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that in the interview with Pete Dominic, Sanchez said, quote, when they, meaning the people who run news organizations, meaning the Jews, when they look at a guy like me, they see a guy automatically who belongs in the second tier and not the top tier. I think when most people look at a guy like Rick Sanchez, they think they see a guy who doesn't belong on television.
Well, that's the big story here is that he's talking about racism, but he might have benefited from it. If he wasn't Cuban, he might not even be there. He can't
it's
say
possible.
That. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
But, you know, that was a talking point this morning I was told to say.
Yeah, of course. Yep. By the way, Sanchez was doing book signings today for his new book, Stop Your Whining, Anne Frank.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yep. Yeah. And you could read more about Sanchez's views in his pamphlet, The Protocols of the Elders of CNN.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. Greg, you showed some clips of other stupid stuff Sanchez has said. And one of them was when he asked a scientist to translate 9 meters into English. And, of course, the scientist said it's about 27 feet. You going to pretend you knew that?
Of course not.
Okay. Just checking.
But I did.
Right. Jamie, you were on fire during this segment.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's nice.
Gregalog, extinction, animals coming back. I think I actually figured this one out. When they do surveys to see if animals are still around, they only call home phones, and a lot of species these days, especially younger species, only have cell phones.
Yeah.
No.
They got to go online now.
Yeah, so these things just aren't accurate.
Yeah, they aren't. No. They aren't.
Nope. Nick, you said if environmentalist fundamentalists, or fundivironmentalists, as I like to call them,
that's right,
weren't constantly exaggerating things, we could actually deal with important things like Christian fundamentalists wanting to ban masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Masturbation...
And by the way, I'm going to fight that. All the way to the Supreme Court.
Okay, and I'm going to stand, well, not too close to you, but, you know.
A few meters away.
Beside you, yeah.
Hey, can we keep you guys up like that for a while? And,
sure.
When is the rally? Just leave your helmets in the green room?
I carried my German helmet wherever I
Absolutely. Yeah.
Happy Leather and Chain Friday.
Yeah. We're meeting up with Rick Sanchez afterwards. We got a little, little rally going on.
The scary thing about it is when Andy wears those chaps, it's just his cold butt on the chair, and I feel sorry for anybody who sits there afterwards.
Ain't nothing cold about it.
Nice.
No. Anyway, I had a joke to go along with what I said 10 minutes ago, but now it's too late.
Oh.
That joke is extinct.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. It is. It wasn't bad either.
Well, you can go ahead and do it.
Nah, no one's going to understand.
Come on, let's pretend like it never happened.
I don't even remember what I was talking about.
Oh.
So, it's fine. I'm done.
Okay.
All right.
See you later.
Bye.
Hey, did she intend to kill over internet ill will? Separately, it's my favorite herb, dill. Yes, and none of your damn business. So apparently a Kansas City woman, they have them there, drove 4 hours to a town in Iowa to off someone for crap that he had said online. It's true. Cops said they found Brianna Greathouse, seen here looking great house, with a gun threatening to shoot a guy allegedly because he made derogatory postings about her on the web. Well, now Greathouse faces the big house after being charged with a bunch of crimes. There she is holding something. Her mom was also arrested for calling and harassing the same man. I kind of like that. The lesson always turned the other cheek, like this guy. See, that was after finding out the puppet was sleeping with his wife.
Oh, wow. Great attitude.
Yeah, she's completely all right with it. You go, strange man with a funny voice. Nick, you have millions of online detractors.
Yeah, no, that's
Do you ever want to drive to their house and kill them?
It's just a question of getting an adult diaper that'll hold up to the whole drive.
Yes.
That's why I'm afraid of Obama cutting NASA's budget.
Yeah.
You know, because what are astronauts going to do now?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Hey, you know, Jill, you spend most of your day online dissing Bill.
Yeah, that's true.
That's actually accurate.
Yeah, that is a very valid point.
We like to call that God's work. Uh-huh. But do you fear that at some point he is going to crack and come after you? I know you could take him. He fights like a tiny little girl in a wheelchair. But you could take him. But do you ever fear that you might piss him off?
No, I'm not worried about that at all. Yeah. I will continue my campaign against Bill and his love for Hoda.
Yes.
I'm going to stand between the two of them if it's the end
look,
of me.
Look, you just can say mean. Whatever you want about me. When you bring up Hoda Kotb of the 14th hour of Today Show and you besmirch her,
Hoda's
that's
beautiful.
A whole other thing,
I'm actually
lady.
Trying to help her
See, this
by
is what happens.
From you.
This is what happens. All right, Jamie. How do you deal with online disses?
Oh, my goodness. In a similar way. I mean, she overreacted a little bit by showing up with a gun. I would have done something similar. Like, I would have responded with an email with all capital letters.
Yeah, that's good.
I
mean,
I'm angry. I'm yelling at you.
Yeah.
With all capital letters. I don't know. I'm like almost done with the internet. I get so...
Really?
I hate the negative stuff. Even, like, you know, I don't know what this happened, but even, like, Craigslist. Yeah. I'm just so done with it. Have you ever had that happen? I wanted to spend less than $100 on a couch, right?
Yeah.
I go on there. Then you get kind of wrapped up, and all of a sudden you spend... You buy a hooker.
Yeah, that's true.
What? I still don't have a couch.
Yeah, well, couch is code for a hooker. You know, Bill, the great thing about Bill is that he gets more hate mail and hate tweets than anybody at Fox News. But there's a guy whose name is Bill Schultz with a T, and he gets all of them.
It's true. Aww. We actually discovered that. I'm sorry, Bill Schultz, with spelled H-U-L-T-Z.
I'm sorry, too. Hoda can date you all she wants. Yeah.
Well, actually, no, but Hoda tweeted the guy.
Yes, thinking it was me. So now the guy may possibly have a date with my Egyptian goddess.
Thank you, internet gods.
I will say that, first of all, my couch is made from... So that's something to think about.
Terrible. Terrible.
Second, you know, just a way to recycle. Second of all, like, as one that does have a lot of BillSchultzSucks.org websites out there, I will say I don't get it. I mean, it's just people that you've never met before in your life saying bad things about you. People need to calm down and realize that it doesn't mean anything. Also, let's not forget the fact that there's plenty of fun things to do in Kansas City. Why would you ever leave Kansas City, Greg?
No, it's true, though. That whole world does not exist. If you turn off your, it does not exist.
Yeah, I don't.
But
get
I'm
it.
Also, I'm always interested in the mindset that causes people to send hateful things. Like, how does that happen? Where, like, all of a sudden you're going like, I don't like you, and I'm going to say so. It's so
weird.
Yeah,
but that's the best part, because you start thinking about that, and then you start thinking about the type of person you are, and then all is right with the world.
Yes.
And it's back to.
Yeah, terrible, Bill.
Oh, Greg, they don't deserve.
Oh, shut up, you.
Sorry.
I just wish if you put online criticism on somebody, I would like the full name there. That's my
That's
the only thing that I really like. Honestly, wish it was a law.
Yeah.
Like when someone hates you, like I've had stuff written about that people don't like me, and the most frustrating thing is you're like, oh, like Viper62 hates my guts.
Yeah.
Like how about a name?
Yeah.
And first of all, there's really 61.
It was Viper63.
Was it?
Yeah.
Again, are there seriously 61 other Vipers? You could have got an earlier one.
I don't know why they picked those numbers.
Well, are they talking about the car or are they talking about the snake? Like, be specific.
Exactly. All right.
I hate you, Viper62.
So, what do human souls taste like? Jill Dobson shares her favorite flavors after the break.
Wow. You're a monster.
She's an evil person. What's this, Chippendales dancers dancing? It's either John Gibson's 60th birthday party or an awesome legal story. Here's something I've totally never said. Sorry, officer, the cocaine in my butt is not mine. But that's what a 25-year-old man told a Florida sheriff after being searched following a traffic stop on Wednesday. When cops found a bag of marijuana and a bag of cocaine in Raymond Stanley Roberts' buttocks, he said the weed was his but not the coke. Clearly, we must discuss this, so let's find out what the panel thinks in a new segment we're calling Stories We'd Sort of Like, but Not Enough to Include Earlier in the Show, but Still Wanted to Talk About, so let's really quickly do them now. Whew. Jamie, can you blame the guy?
Yes, I can, Greg, because my butt has certainly fallen asleep while I've been driving before and never have I considered filling it with cocaine to keep it awake.
Very good. Nick, how about you? Has this happened to you?
Yeah, my friends used to hide buckets of KFC.
Really?
In my butt, and it was really the three sides. The coleslaw was never mine, Bill.
Stop looking at me.
Yeah, but you love the cob.
Mm.
Sure. Bill, something tells me this has happened to you before.
I don't know what you're talking about, Greg. I will say this. I really appreciated that the Manatee Sheriff was quoted so many times in the article, because Manatee Sheriff would be an awesome TV show.
Yeah, it's true.
It's Manatee Sheriff. And
every
it rolls
bad
over.
Thing in the last 3 months has been happening in Manatee County.
No, I want it to be an actual manatee, an actual sea cow that arrests people.
Damn it, Manatee. You play by the rules.
Yes.
Jill, go ahead. You're a drug dealer.
I actually have a fun fact about this. A little known street name for crack from one's crack is crack squared.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, as an avid drug dealer, you should know that. Yeah. Next topic, please. On Friday, an appeals court in D.C. ruled that the male erotic dance company Chippendales could not trademark its signature outfit, shirtless with bow tie and shirt cuffs. Jamie, is this the saddest day ever?
I'm actually happy, Greg, because what would this have meant? Every time I go to a gay wedding, I have to pay the Chippendales to wear what I want?
Exactly. When I dance in front of a mirror, same problem. Nick, what's the world come to?
I am going to, on January 1st, 2011, I'm going to perform the world's first autoneurotic asphyxiation.
No,
wow. Just to change the topic, we're in the lightning round. Right?
Yes, we are. Yes,
you know, it's already over.
All right, Bill, will you stop applying to be a Chippendale now?
No, I'm happy about this. I've been trademarking cuff, no shirt as a sexual euphemism for a long time, Greg.
All right.
Let your imagination wander.
Jill, how upset are women going to be over this?
Pretty upset. And this brings to mind when Patrick Swayze and Chris Farley were Chippendales on
SNL.
Yes. That was awesome.
It really was. Awesome. And thanks, they're both dead, which is sad. Thanks a lot, Jill. Okay, next topic.
Wow.
In the Ukraine, some feminists went topless in the subway, holding signs reading, "I will rip your off." There's one. That's actually what it says. Their target audience, rush hour pervs who like to cop a feel on the train. Jamie, they really showed it, didn't they?
Yeah, and let me tell you something, feminists. We're not looking at you because we think you're hot. We're trying to figure out if you're women.
Oh, really? Nicely put. Jill, why don't more women protest this way? That's the point of the lightning round, is you don't think about what other people have said. You just move on, Jill.
And the picture and the words. All I know is the guys do get a little grabby on the subway.
True.
And I ripped off four sets on the way here tonight.
Really?
City living. Goodness. Yeah. That's what you
gotta
do. Somebody's
got dinner. Nick, why do so many protests involve nudity?
I don't know, but I saw a lot of vajazzles on the monorail coming over here.
Really? I don't even know what that is. Bill, you get groped on the subway all the time.
Yes, I do. Well, actually, as a sidekick who's transitioning, I went there pantless and held up a sign that said, "Too late."
Oh,
yes, I showed them, Greg.
Good for you. All right.
I showed them.
Last topic, the biorobotics labs at Carnegie Mellon University are creating snake robots.
Yes.
Seen here. This is absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Jamie, feel free to congratulate Carnegie Mellon on an awesome idea.
Congratulations, morons. I've had one rule that I've lived by, and it's been, if you're going to build a really expensive robot, don't make it something where when people first see it, they want to smash it with a shovel.
Yeah.
You may lose your investment.
That is true. That's true. Jill, it's about time, right?
It is about time, because this thing has a camera on it, it appears, or some sort of monitoring device perfect for the paparazzi who can't get that through the window shot of Jennifer Aniston at home.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, now they don't have to climb a tree. They just send this up there.
Nick, will this be the cool new way to assassinate someone via snake robot?
I hope only if they strangle them, if it's a robot boa constrictor.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be very nice. No, Bill, something tells me you had one of these removed from you recently.
Yes. What part of the last segment did you not understand? I'm happy about snake robot in case I ever actually need one post-op. Yeah, why not?
Well, you know, I like to end this segment on a happy note. I think it worked out really well.
Yeah.
Anytime
you can end a segment with post-op, you're good.
Exactly. Mm. All right. We're going to take a break, but stay right there. Mail time is next. Hate mail.
Mail time.
It's mail time. The address is redeye@foxnews.com. You write, I read, then we kill a small boar with our bare hands. Here we go. Joe from New York City leads things off. Titanic is on TBS right now. Kate Winslet should have Gone with the Rich Guy.
Yeah.
You know, I switched over during the commercial break, and Joe's right, the Titanic is on. And he's also right about Kate going on with the rich guy. Poor people suck. Rich guys are cool. But look, when he initially takes over Nakatomi Plaza, we all thought he had it made. But who knew John McClane had the guts to stop him? Anyway, the real hero, the iceberg, James Vanderbeek's best role.
Yes.
That giant head of his. All right. Jonas from Los Angeles writes, are Congressman John Boehner and Bill Shultz related? They have the same skin color. Absolutely. They do have the same skin color, but Boehner's is due to a love for tanning, and Bill is the product of disease. He is actually the Baskins and Robbins of incurable viruses, with over 31 varieties of hepatitis. He's got more bugs than Watergate. Craig, what a weird name, from Collierville, home of the Colliers, Tennessee, writes, as the first step in my effort to become Red Eye's official pharmacist, I wanted to let you know the over-the-counter product I recommend to stop a movement is Imodium. Craig, I knew that. Come on. If you're truly a pharmacist, then you've already become our official pharmacist. I will send you a list of my needs immediately. And not that it's important or anything, but if anyone asks, it's all for my back. Or rather, the back of my car, where I will be passed out of my own filth in a matter of moments. Harry emails us. Is it just my diagnosis, or does anyone else think Bill has a hydration disorder? The guy can't string two sentences together without taking a hog off his water glass. Drives me nuts. He's got to lay off the self-medicating or have an IV drip on the set. Bill, why so parched all the time?
Look, what's wrong being hydrated, Greg?
I don't know.
I mean, water's good for you.
Water is good for you. Jill,
what's wrong, Jill?
Jill, are you okay?
Someone doesn't like water.
I know.
It's the building block of life.
Yeah, she's waterous. She hates Jews and water. All right, finally, Kyle from Purdue University. Where's that? In West Lafayette, thanks, Indiana. You stated in your article, Fallacy of Chris Matthews' Obama Wine, that Republicans lead by 51% to 41%. The lead is the largest since Gallup started tracking this stuff in the early 1500s. Well, Gallup polls were started in the 1950s and not the 1500s. Just a couple of hundred years off. Check your facts more closely next time. Holy crap, Kyle. How did I miss that discrepancy? Clearly it was a typo. Anyway, congrats on being the dumbest person ever to write into Red Eye. Purdue must be proud to have you as a student. As a special prize for writing the dumbest letter of the week, you win a special homemade snack I made myself, which I will be sending you via UPS. It's my own special recipe. I call it Fisty Fudge. Anyway, we'll close things out with a post-game wrap-up from TV's Andy Levy. And to see clips of recent shows, go to foxnews.com/red. You can watch us both nights this weekend. We're on Saturday at midnight Eastern time and again on Sunday at 1 a.m. Pacific time. And a brand new Red Eye returns Monday with comedian Jim Norton. Back to Speed Racer for the post-game wrap-up.
Thanks, Chief. Hey, Nick, is it true that you and the gang at Reason have just revolutionized political news coverage yet again?
I don't know what you're talking about, Andy, but we did just publish a 3D issue. And we released a bunch of 3D videos at Reason TV. If you go to reason.com/3D, reason.com/3D, you can both watch the videos and subscribe to the magazine.
Excellent.
Great magazine, by the way.
Yeah,
thank you.
The best.